This is the last talk. There'll be no discussions tomorrow afternoon or on Tuesday afternoon. There'll be no discussion either tomorrow or day after tomorrow, as it was planned. And this is the last talk. I would, if I may, like to talk about something that may be slightly foreign to you, though perhaps you have heard the word and have given to it special kind of significance. And it is one of the most important things to understand. For in the understanding of it, perhaps we shall be able to understand and live the whole complex problem of existence, in which is included all relationship, not only the relationship between ourselves and our property, but also the relationship between one another and the relationship, if there is any, to reality. And in understanding this complex and very troublesome existence, we shall also be able, I think, to understand, I'm using the word understand, not intellectually or verbally, for understanding is the very doing of it, not understand and then do. Action is understanding. The two are not separate. In the understanding of this whole problem, we shall perhaps also come upon that word love, and the thing that most human beings dread, death. So we shall explore together into this question of life, existence, in which is included all relationship, love and death. And to understand it not merely as a phenomenon, but as something tremendously significant, greatly to be cherished, deeply lived. To do that, meditation is the approach to this problem of living. Either you can treat meditation as an escape from life. That is, retire into some monastery, put on a garb of some special kind, and withdraw from the whole complex life. And there are such schools which offer escapes, both in India and in Asia. There are these schools which offer a method, a system, a way which will give perhaps a great sensitivity, perhaps if one is sufficiently silly enough to have visions, to perpetuate the same old sordid life and escape altogether into some mysterious metaphysical existence. There is that approach to that word with its meaning. All meditation is the living, not an escape, not an abstraction of life with all its delight, with its sorrow and despair. And an escape, an avoidance, a metaphysical mystical, non-realistic but romantic escape. So we are not, at least the speaker is not, using that word as a means of escape, but rather to understand the very existence, the whole meaning of life. I think that has great meaning. And meditation becomes then a benediction, an extraordinary thing that one must understand very deeply. And if one has time this evening, afternoon or whatever it is, we might perhaps go into it together.